Imagine a place where the children are too frightened to sleep in their own homes. That was a story for years in northern Uganda, where rebel forces, known as the Lord's Resistance Army, would kidnap children in the night. The young people would be forced to work as soldiers, servants, or even sex slaves. So the kids would seek refuge in the larger towns at night, then return home in the morning. As Jocelyn Frank reports, even a ceasefire in the conflict hasn't fully stopped the children's nighttime commute.
The bus park in Gulu, this city in northern Uganda, is packed from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Tires bump over the uneven ground. Smoky exhaust mixes with the red, dusty dirt. Drivers load and unload minibuses as passengers seek out shade from the heavy Ugandan sun. The bus park is boxed in by shops and apartments. It's a bit like a walled fortress. Olayira Rosemary runs a restaurant here on the inner square of the bus park.
I make milk tea. Every day I cook fresh fish in the morning and goat's meat boil. People like it with chapati in the morning.
Three wood benches surround a crowded dining table. It's a thriving business cooking for hungry drivers and visitors. But since Rosemary first arrived in 2001, the traffic of people moving through the bus park has changed a lot. In the day, workers and visitors, and in the evening, tons of children.
Children are sleeping anyhow, under the veranda, in the hospital, and maybe in the churches. The children are still coming. They were abducting children, the rebels.
The rebels, they could find you and they abduct you to fight against the government. And that's very bad for us. So we used to have to run away and sleep at the center so that we get safe.
Odong David is 15 years old now. We sit in the quiet of his uncle's thatched roof house. It's evening and a gentle gray light seeps in through the door. But David doesn't live here. After a close call with the Lord's Resistance Army when he was just 8 years old, he and his younger brother became night commuters. The two of them walked from their village to the center of town, converging with nearly 7,000 other kids to sleep in the streets.
In my real compound was about 50 of them.
Kadega James's home provided a roof for some of the kids, but there were streams of children.
They will just sleep in an open place. Open place, and when rain comes, they just stand up. When the rain is over, you find them go back to sleep in a wet place.
He saw so many kids in the streets that a few years ago he decided to get organized. He petitioned the district of Gulu to help open up a formal shelter for the young night commuters. But that shelter was quickly overwhelmed. Several community volunteers opened additional spaces for the kids, and Kadega directs the largest one. It's called Charity for Peace. It functions nearly entirely by international donations. Charity for Peace Night Commuter Center is a large fenced-in plot with a single armed guard by the door. Inside, there are several cement block shelters. They can fit 1,000 kids if they sleep side by side. There are 5 latrines and 1 big water tank. And nowadays, there's plenty of open space for the kids to run around. The number of night commuters began to drop nearly a year ago after the Lord's Resistance Army and the government of Uganda agreed to a ceasefire. But many kids continue to commute for different reasons.
When children go back, their parents like run away from responsibility now. And also the HIV group, their parents have died all.
The children don't know who to trust.
They don't trust to sleep home. They don't trust their parents because they were not with their parents. That's another big war we are going to fight.
And to complicate things even more, Kadega James is starting to see former LRA soldiers back in the towns they once terrorized. Most are still teenagers and just trying to recover a scrap of what's left of their childhood. Their trauma is like a new uniform.
The child which every day comes into my mind, this child was forced to kill the parent. Kill his own parent when they were seeing. He killed the mother. Then he killed the father. He killed his brother and killed the sister. He told me, I don't sleep. I don't sleep at night. I always see my mother crying in front of me. I always see my father crying in front of me. I see my sister crying in front of me. I want to die.
Kadega continues to counsel all the kids that come to Charity for Peace. He believes they deserve a place to sleep, relax, and study. To feel safe making friends and just be a kid. He gets discouraged from time to time, but leans back on one basic idea. Kadega wants kids from the north to remember what it used to mean to be from northern Uganda. Before the LRA and the government fighting, before the fear and the danger and the killings and abductions.
I am very proud of being a person from the north. We are clear-headed people, and our culture, like, willingly welcome anybody. We are not mean. It's straight. Straight, if it's something is wrong, it tells you, this is wrong. I don't want it. This is why we are unique in Uganda.
For NPR News, I'm Jocelyn Frank.